This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is Your Nishna Valley, our first program for the year 2014.
That's going to take some time to get used to saying.
Where did the time go?
Yeah.
Same place it always went.
In the past. Yeah.
Time marches on. You can't stop time.
No.
We learn that very quickly in our business.
Yeah.
We work on the clock. When it's time to get on the air, it's time to get on the air. If you're not ready, tough. It's time to get on the air. We can't roll back the clock.
Yeah.
You can roll back a lot of things. You can't do anything about that. You know, it's funny how I was looking through some of the newspapers and stuff, and I noticed, I don't have it here in front of me, but I noticed in the Griswold American newspaper in the Days Gone By feature, or the Blast from the Past, or whatever they call it in their paper, back in 1889, it said on there that 1888 was one of the best years ever for Griswold and how much had been accomplished. It's been the most accomplished since the year 1881, and they were sure that 1889 will be spectacular. I wonder if it was.
Wonder what happened, yeah.
But it's still there.
Well, yeah.
So that's a good thing. So somebody did something right.
Yeah, something's going on good there.
It's always fun to read some of those old articles from the past.
Yeah.
And see how they wrote about things and what their thoughts were. What was news.
Yeah.
I mean, what passed for news back then certainly doesn't anymore. Mm-hmm. We have more of a world view now, so it seems like it's always the old news adage, if it bleeds, it leads, kind of a thing in the newsroom. And you know, nowadays people aren't too concerned so much with, you know, who went and visited whom and, you know, what happened here and whether or not somebody's horse got away from them or, you know.
Kind of ran amok down the main street.
It's kind of interesting to read some of those old articles and things.
And like you said, how they wrote, too. I know there's been a couple in there. There's kind of, not like mean, but describing people and just a little frank, I guess. And
well, the English language has morphed
so
much over time that it's sometimes we look at some of those old articles from 100 plus years ago and you try to read them the way they wrote them and it's sometimes is a little hard to follow.
Yeah.
Without because we don't have the same context, but we just, you know, we butcher the language so badly. So bad. It's not even funny anymore. You know, Well, of course, we joke about it in the office all the time, some of the phrases and words and whatever
words,
else.
Yeah.
And I always have to come run into you young people saying, I don't even know what this means. Can you guys help me with this?
Yeah.
And I, you know, it's just pop culture has just overtaken things. If we had more common sense and less pop culture, we'd probably be better off.
Yeah, I think some of those words are actually some of the most annoying I remember hearing. some article I read online that the words they'd like to see out of the dictionary and it was some of those words
that they try
to abbreviate and
Well, and it's just, you know, we were joking about it in the office, but like young people today, instead of saying the word crazy, they say cray cray.
Cray cray, yeah.
Now, what's the point in that?
I don't know. It's supposed to sound cool. I don't know. I don't use it. I'm not a cray cray or a dorbs person. And
but
what else is there?
The cray cray thing I don't get because the word crazy.
It's almost like crazy already, anyway.
Two syllables. Cray Z. It's two syllables.
Mm-hmm.
And cray cray is
two
syllables.
Yeah.
So if you're not shortening it up,
I guess
I just don't understand the whole reason behind it.
I guess something different and unique. I don't know.
Is it supposed to be like street talk or something? I don't get it.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not a cray-cray person or a dorbs. And
I'm actually glad I don't get it. I'd be scared if I did.
Yeah.
That would frighten me.
You're going to start saying it now and you won't even realize it.
Just to make fun of those people.
Yeah.
That's it. Just to make fun. New Year's resolutions. How many did you make?
None. Out loud.
There's no proof anywhere.
Exactly.
You cannot hold me to it.
I have all these things in my mind, but will any of them ever actually happen? Who knows?
You know, what amazes me is in this day and age, how people seem to want to live their lives in public.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that silly Facebook stuff where people feel the need to put down every time they go to the restroom on there. You know, like I'm supposed to know every step that you take during your daily extravagant excursion through life. You know, and but yet when it comes to resolutions,
nobody puts them on there.
I've noticed I haven't seen a lot of those
either.
On there. I didn't know if it was just me and the people that I'm friends with on Facebook. But you see, you have to understand, though, too, my Facebook experience is very limited because I post nothing on Facebook ever.
Yeah.
I mean, the only stuff I've ever posted on Facebook would be when I set it up.
Yeah.
You know, I had to put a picture on there and just your basic information stuff. But yeah, other than that,
And so then you're a stalker.
A what?
You're a Facebook stalker.
How is that?
That's what they call it. That's just what they call it if you don't really post anything.
But yeah, but people come to me. I don't go to them. They post on my page.
Oh.
But I, you know, I just, basically it's just to keep up with family, right, friends and stuff. And in some cases it's been kind of nice.
Yeah.
Because some old college teammates, mm-hmm, of mine, when I was playing ball in college, some old high school friends and college friends that I've lost track with over the years pop up all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's kind of neat in that way. It's an easy way to kind of get back in touch with folks, yeah, that maybe you've completely lost touch with. But I just, it's always amazing to me the things that people will put on there. Mm-hmm. But yet I don't see any New Year's resolutions. Why is that? Are they just afraid to put it in writing?
Probably, so then everybody knows that they didn't do it. Exactly why I don't even say mine out loud.
Well, people ask all the time this time of the year, so what's your resolution? I've never made one.
Yeah, ever?
Never. I don't ever remember making a, yeah, New Year's resolution at any particular time. But there are a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
You've made New Year's resolutions before.
I'm sure, and probably never really even that serious of ones, but...
You know, it just seems like the first of the year, and I don't know why. I always kind of laugh every year. You know, it's New Year's Eve, whoop-de-doo, we're supposed to go party and have a good, mm-hmm, time and be with friends and whatever else. Well, we don't do that on the 31st of October. I mean, I don't get it. What's
Maybe
the problem?
Maybe we should.
You know, it's just another month.
Yeah.
Changing from one to the other. What's the big deal? I don't get it.
Yeah.
But people at the first of the year, when they change more than just the month, we change the year on the calendar now, and they always feel like the need to, everybody starts waxing poetic about their lives. Oh, I'm not where I want to be. I'm taking stock in what I'm doing, and oh, you know what I'd like to do more of or less of or differently or, mm-hmm, something like that. And that's where people come up with all these resolutions. And there are always some popular ones. Losing weight,
mm-hmm,
popular resolution. And then along those lines, too, things like, you know, just getting fit in general,
yeah,
or eating healthier. You know, all those things can lead to those types of things. And managing stress to a certain extent, I guess, would fit in there, too, because,
yeah,
that's a healthy lifestyle thing. Managing stress, I would think, would be a little bit easier than some of those other things to accomplish, because I guess I've always been one that firmly believes that stress doesn't come from external sources. It comes from you.
Yeah.
Whatever you allow yourself, mm-hmm, to be bothered by, you know. But then also there's, unless it's, of course, there are life and death situations and things that sometimes we're thrust into, those are stressful and those are difficult to get out of.
Yeah.
But you know, a lot of people overuse stress. I mean, seriously.
I know.
I mean, having to meet a deadline at work, that's only mildly stressful in the big scheme.
Yeah.
You know? It's not like, you know, my mom's dying of cancer or something. You know, that's...
Right. That's stressful, yes.
Yeah, and those things need to be managed. But, yeah. But also, like, drinking less alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a popular one. And there's quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's always a popular... And all those kind of lead to a healthier lifestyle. And then there are other ones, too, like, you know, perhaps helping others. Maybe volunteering more in the new year. Or maybe getting a better education. Sometimes after the first of the year, people think, you know, I'm like 6 credit hours short of my degree. It's time to go finish that.
Right.
Okay, that's a good resolution, making your life better. Get a better job.
I'm not.
Here we are. Anybody hiring? That's always a popular one. Saving money. Anything that has to do with money always,
yeah,
seems to be a popular resolution, whether it's just saving money, perhaps paying off debt,
mm-hmm,
managing your debt. Maybe you have some ideas. Maybe it's been a long time since you've taken a vacation, and maybe that's a resolution for you, that I'm going to put some money away, and we're gonna take a trip.
Yeah.
We're going to do a cruise. We're going to do something to have some fun. And then sometimes it's just how people live their lives. Maybe they want to maybe recycle more. Or reuse things a little bit more. You know, share some of those things that you don't have or that you don't use anymore. Clothing and things maybe around the house. Maybe sharing those with other people who don't have them. You know, there are different ways to do that. You know, resolutions go back centuries. I mean, people have been making pledges to change their lives in some way, shape, or form. But never before have you been able to do it electronically.
Okay.
I was amazed. I found that Time Magazine had a list of some different New Year's apps Because there's an app for everything, right?
Oh, my gosh.
They had some different apps that'll help you keep New Year's resolutions. And I found some of them kind of interesting. Chris and I visited about this on the air earlier this last week, but just a few of them I found that I was kind of a little bit intrigued by. But there's one that's called My Quit Coach, and it's to help you quit smoking. What it does is it uses data to help you control the habit. So this app allows people to input how often they smoke. When they have those cravings, you can set short and long-term goals to reduce your daily cigarette count. And also, it gives you the ability to blast updates out to Facebook and Twitter. That way, you get some support from your friends as well. So you have to put it out there.
Yeah.
There's one if you want to maybe exercise more. There's one called Map My Fitness. Now, if you need motivation to get out and do something like that, maybe it'll help you get off the couch. It tracks 600 different types of fitness activities. Things like running, walking the dog, ballroom dancing. It helps you map out jogging routes. It offers a social component so your friends can help motivate you back and forth and keep you moving forward. But it's kind of interesting. It says here the company behind that app was recently purchased by Under Armour for $150 million.
Jeez.
So I'm guessing there'll be more features on that too down the road.
Yeah.
Along those same lines, there's one called MyFitnessPal. You know, many people make resolutions to go on diets, but following through, it's a challenge because people lack the willpower or the accountability. Well, this, MyFitnessPal, gives you no excuse because it has a huge database of calorie counts of over 3 million foods.
Jeez.
I haven't tried all 3 million yet. I'm still working on that.
I'm still working on it, yeah.
So that way you know exactly what you're putting into your body each and every meal. It's the speed and simplicity of the app is what makes it popular with folks. Over 40 million users have used this so far.
Wow.
And one man said it helped him lose 83 pounds in less than a year. So there are different apps out there that can help you out, too. And here's another one, too, that I thought was kind of interesting. It says it's called Daily Cost. Have you ever sat down and thought, gosh, where does my money go?
All the time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Unfortunately, we can look at the big checks we write, and we know a big
exactly,
chunk of it.
Exactly, right where they go.
But it's the little things here and there, too, that all add up over time. And you ever think that, you know, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to keep track of everything I spend. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Because you don't realize how much you actually do spend throughout the time. But this is a daily cost. It helps you get a grip on your finances. What it does is it helps to, the aim of this thing is to make it simpler to log your daily expenses. So you can easily input the costs, categorize them in a variety of fields very quickly. Then you can make out weekly and monthly spending charts. You can evaluate where your cash went after it disappeared. There are other apps like that too, but this one helps to get down to the nuts and bolts. And then there was another one here too that I thought was kind of interesting. It's called Lyft is the name of this one. And it doesn't matter what your goal is for the new year. It might help you out with that. It's a really simple app, and it tracks how often you complete tasks that you assign yourself. And it rewards you with virtual check marks for being consistent.
Ooh.
Welcome back to kindergarten, children.
Yeah, I want a sticker.
Well, the task can be anything. Maybe you want to drink more water. You want to pray more. Brush your teeth. You know, all those kinds of, I mean, anything. It can be anything. The goal, though, is to turn aspirations into habits, because habits are hard to break, as we all know. And it takes repetition over a certain amount of time to develop habits. And once you get into the habit, it's hard to get out of it. So that's what you need to do. So it pushes you toward that. And then, of course, it also hooks you up with other users who have the same types of goals to give you that support group to work with as well. So who thought it? You know, I guess I'm feeling that if I need some electronic device to help me get to where I want to be and making my life better, is it really better?
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah, you're a child of the digital era.
It's just there to help you. It's not.
It's an assist. It's not it's not an end-all, be-all.
No.
It's funny because all these years we were told how much easier our lives were going to be once we had computers and on our desks and things like that, and all they've done is make more work. More expense, more work, more hassle, more stress.
Yeah. Oh, no.
More all of those things. We have to eat chocolate just to get through the day.
Yeah.
Not pointing fingers here at all.
What?
No. Yeah, what are you talking about?
You can tell my resolution is not to stop snacking.
I wasn't going to throw you under the bus there.
Hey, we all enjoy the chocolates.
Yeah, well, you know, you can do what you got to do to get you through the day,
exactly.
Right? All right. Well, we do have some stuff going on here around the area, too. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll share some of that with you right after this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
Oh, it's always fun to reminisce a little bit. Remember the good old days when phones had cords on them?
Yes.
And you could only walk. You know, it's funny. We were joking about that the other day, too. Remember when, well, maybe you don't, when phones were like on the wall and it had a cord attached to it?
I do remember
and,
that.
And, you know, when people called the house, everybody was sitting on the sofa or something or, you know, at the dinner table or what have you, and nobody would get up and answer the phone. And finally it was mom or dad saying, "Will somebody get the phone?" Nobody wanted to go answer it.
Yeah.
Now that cord, that
the
phones
phone
don't have,
the table
yeah, and... now that phones don't have cords, we can't get people off of them.
Yeah. It's a little ridiculous.
Who
times.
Knew? So I think what we need to do, if we really want to get people to stop, you know, talking on the phone and driving or just being on the phone all the time, it's just annoying when people are on the phone in front of you. Go to a restaurant sometime and look around and see how many people are sitting there not even looking at each other. They're all looking at their phones. If we just put cords back on them again, nobody will touch them.
Yeah.
It's all over.
Yeah, no.
I think we're onto something.
We probably are.
If you just
but I don't see it taking off.
Yeah, but if they really want to ban phone use in cars, just put a cord back on.
Oh,
them again,
that drives me nuts.
And nobody will use them anymore.
Yeah.
There you go. There's the solution. All right, now that we've got that major problem in the world solved,
we're here to fix the problem.
Let's move on.
All right, well, there's some bingo down in Audubon by the Firehouse Flames. That's at the Memorial Building in Audubon on January 6th, and that's doors open at 5:30, and they'll have a light lunch available. And then early bird bingo starts at 6:30, and then regular bingo is at 6:45. So that's bingo by Firehouse Flames at the Memorial Building in Audubon, and that's on January 6th. Doors open at 5:30. Over in Harlan, the Red Cross Blood Drive is coming up. It's January 8th, and that's at Veterans Memorial Building from 11:30 to 5:30. Remembering Our Fallen, it's going to be on display couple different times, January 9th through 13th at the Exira EHK Middle School in Exira, and then also from January 14th through 17th at the Exira EHK High School in Elkhorn. What Remembering Our Fallen is, it's a reminder of the ultimate sacrifice made by over 80 Iowans killed in the War on Terror while wearing our country's uniform in Afghanistan or Iraq. The display is open to the public during normal school hours, which is 8 to 3:30. And then also they have some extended hours on January 8th. It's from 3:30 to 6 in Exira. January 12th from 1 to 3 in Exira. January 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. in Elkhorn. And January 17th from 5 to 9 p.m. in Elkhorn. Opening ceremonies for the display will be held at the middle school in Exira on January 9th at 8:30 a.m. And then when it's in the high school in Elkhorn, it's on January 14th at 8:30 a.m. The public is invited to attend, and there is no charge to view the display, thanks to several local businesses and individuals for sponsoring the exhibit's appearance at the Exira EHK schools. So that's Remembering Our Fallen. It's a display January 9th through 13th at the Exira EHK Middle School in Exira, and then also from January 14th through 17th at the Exira EHK High School in Elkhorn. Another Red Cross Blood Drive coming up is in Griswold. That's on January 10th, and that will be held at the Griswold High School from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Holy Trinity Parish Hall's Soup Supper. That's coming up January 12th from 4:30 to 7:30, and they'll be serving chicken noodle soup, chili, oyster stew, along with sandwiches, pie, desserts, and beverage. Just $7 for adults, $3.50 for kids 12 and under, and preschoolers are free. And they do have takeouts available. That's Holy Trinity Parish's Soup Supper on January 12th from 4:30 to 7. Avondale Church of Rural Fontenelle will host a soup luncheon on January 12th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The menu will consist of a variety of soups. They'll have oyster and chili along with sandwiches and pie. And they'll have a free will offering accepted for that. Again, that's the Avondale Church of Rural Fontenelle soup luncheon on January 12th from 11 to 1. Fill the Feeder for the Swans. Cass County Conservation has teamed up with Atlantic's Orchland store to help feed the trumpeter swans. What you can do is you can buy a bag of whole cleaned corn at the registers, and the Orchland staff will set it aside for the trumpeter swan. And that's going on now until January 31st. They'll do that. So that's Fill the Feeder for the Swans at Atlantic's Orchland store. And when you go at the register to check out, you can purchase them then, and the staff will set that aside. And that goes on from now until January 31st. A special Red Cross blood drive is coming up in Elkhorn. That's January 14th. It's at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall. And it is from 11:30 to 5:30. This blood drive is in honor of Noah Peterson, the son of Kevin and Carrie Peterson of Walnut. He's been in chemotherapy sessions and received blood transfusions to help keep his hemoglobin levels stable. Thanks to that, he now enjoys farming, trucks, tractors, and riding four-wheelers. And to make an appointment, you can call Ann White at 764-5888.
And how much of a difference does that make?
Yeah.
Being able to put a face to something like that. You know, a lot of folks go out and they do the blood drive thing and make their blood donations because they've been doing it for a long time, because it's the right thing to do, because maybe they needed blood at one time, because maybe their friends or relatives needed blood at one, whatever it is. But, you know, when you can put a face to it.
Yeah, when you know somebody that's definitely gotten the benefit of it.
It's a lot easier to get into the habit.
Yeah.
You know, you can just close your eyes and just think of that, and that's why you're doing it, because some little boy somewhere needs it. So, yeah, and I can't even pronounce what he has. You know, Noah is the son of Kevin and Carrie Peterson of Walnut, and it says here that he was diagnosed in September of 2011 with, I'm going to goof this up, but I'll try it, botryoid rhabdomyosarcoma.
Your guess is as good as mine. Yeah,
it's
a long one.
Yeah, it doesn't even look like English, but it's a long one. But he's had a number of chemotherapy sessions, and as you mentioned, the blood transfusions and things. You know, just think of little boys like that. Think of sixth graders like Noah, somebody who you know, maybe that you can relate to.
Yeah,
that would need something like that. If there's ever a doubt in your mind why you give blood,
there
that,
it is.
That should remove all the doubt right
Definitely.
There.
Definitely. Yeah. Let's see here. Just a reminder here, January 15th is the final day to sign up for the business tax credit at the Cass County Assessor's Office. Anyone signing up after this deadline, the credit will be applied to the following tax year. Some more Red Cross blood drives coming up in Atlantic on January 16th from noon to 6, and that's at the Atlantic Parish Center. And then also in Westphalia on January 16th, that is from noon to 6, and that's at St. Boniface Parish Center. Roller skating at the Agri Hall Fairgrounds, that's still going on. Some leftover dates for that are on January 17th and 31st, in February on the 14th, and then in March the 14th and 28th.
How much do you think that would hurt at our age now to land on our rear while roller skating?
Well, I went roller skating probably a month or two ago for a nephew's birthday party, and I didn't fall, so I can't answer that, but I definitely was sore the next day just from, you know, Do a few laps, sit down. Yeah.
It's amazing how those muscles will hide for several years and then suddenly pop up and scream at you.
That's for sure. Yes. But that's from beginners at 6 and then others from 6:30 to 8:30. So you might want to go the 6 o'clock one then, Jim.
Oh, all over it. All over it.
And that's just $4 per person.
Then I can still get to the emergency room early.
There you go. Let's see here. Some more Red Cross blood drives in Avoca on January 20th. That's from noon to 6 at the American Legion. In Red Oak on January 21st from 11:30 to 5:30, and that will be held at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church. In Walnut on January 22nd from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Walnut High School. And in Lewis on January 23rd, that's from noon to 5:30 at the Lewis Community Center. And in Atlantic, again, on January 28th from noon to 4, and that's at Molly.
Excellent.
Yes.
Lots of stuff going on still here in the Nishna Valley. It'll start to pick up a little bit again, too, once we get past the better part of this holiday season. It just seems kind of odd, that whole having Christmas and New Year's on a Wednesday.
In the middle, yeah.
It just feels odd. I came back to work Thursday and it felt like Monday.
Yeah, it's definitely been a little screwy with the dates and
this next
trying
week,
to get on track.
You mentioned the other day, this next week's going to seem long.
Very long.
5 whole days we have to work?
I know. No days off in the middle. I don't know what to do.
What's up with that? That's just
cray
cray.
Right. Yeah, it's cray cray.
Have any birthdays for us?
I do. Over at the Friendship Home, we have some birthdays. Past birthday to happy birthday to Daryl Mendenhall, celebrated his birthday on January 2nd. And also happy birthday to Arlene Robe, celebrating her birthday on January 4th.
Very good.
Yeah.
I don't have any anniversaries to talk about here in front of me this week, nor do I have any babies to report to you that have been born here in the area. You know, we talked about some apps and things to help you with some of those resolutions. I know another app out there that really make your life easier.
Okay. What's that?
KJAN.
Oh, of course.
It's free.
Yeah.
A lot of these apps cost. Not ours.
Nope.
Ours is free. And it's invaluable because it provides you all that information.
Mm-hmm.
Did you even know we had an app? We have one for Android, mm-hmm. one for iPhone. So we got you covered either direction. Just go into your store and just search for KJAN. It'll pop up. It'll take you like 2 seconds or something to download. It doesn't take any time to download those things. And then you have access to our website through there. You can listen to our streaming audio mm-hmm. on there. You know, basically, you've got KJAN with you all the time.
Yeah.
So if you're going to, you know, ignore your friends and family over dinner and not even look them in the eye and stare at the phone all the time, you might as well be staring at something good.
Yeah. And listen, you can listen to it and
absolutely
shows the songs that we've been playing.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
It just makes sense. Oh, I was going to say, too, real quick, just since we're doing shameless plugs here.
Okay.
You know, we started last year, several months ago, doing streaming video on mm-hmm. our website, live video, like when we go to do ball games and things, we'll do streaming video. And we're trying to do other community events and things as well. What we're also trying to do here in the coming, we're going to continue to try to make that work more for us and do more things and stuff, but we've also updated that a little bit. We did a little software update on the thing, so we're using a little different system now for that. So if there were folks who, for example, like to watch the streaming video on their phones, well, on Android you could do that, but on an iPhone with the iOS system you weren't able to do that. You can now.
All right.
So now there are pretty much no restrictions, and the quality of the audio or the video should be just a little bit better. And we're going to have some fun stuff going on with that, too.
Yeah.
So kind of looking forward to that. Although the staff here at KJAN is still not real keen on me setting up a couple of cameras in the building to stream what goes on day to day around here.
Yeah,
that might get us all in trouble.
Yeah, maybe. Everyone, if there's one in the front office, they'll see how much we really eat.
That's what I was afraid of. Then people could
That's
count
right.
the number of peanut caramel clusters we
yes.
eat.
Yes. It's a weakness. It's a weakness. Yeah. They're so good.
It is what it is. I can't imagine a life without nachos and what do you call it? Salsa. Yeah.
Chips and salsa.
No, chips and salsa. Yeah. Just can't have a world without that.
No.
Well, we hope you have a great weekend. Stay warm. It's been cold out here
cold.
Lately. It's going to be cold early part of this week, too.
Yeah.
Yikes. I was looking at the forecast the other day. My mom and dad live up in Dubuque.
Mm-hmm.
You know what their forecast is calling for Monday morning?
Negative
12. 21 below zero
gosh.
For a low. And the
for
high for, the high for the day, 9 below zero.
Oh, my gosh. That's just not even right.
And that's still in Iowa.
Yeah.
Imagine heading north to the Dakotas or Minnesota.
Ooh, no.
Not so much. No.
Yeah. So, this weekend's going to be pretty cold.
Yeah. Find a reason to stay warm and find a way to stay warm,
yeah.
too. You'll appreciate it a lot. Hey, thanks for joining us here this weekend. We appreciate your bit of time here with us on the radio. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.